Matthew chapter 16 is where I'm going to speak out of this morning. And it's a part of Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 13. It's something that we've heard many times. We've heard probably, I've heard this preached so many times by different ones. But this just really hit me this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your word. Lord, just let me be a vessel this morning. Let your Holy Spirit work through me. Speak through me, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Spirit have complete control of this service. Lord, dump everything out that's me. Strip me of everything that's me. Purge me of anything that's unrighteous, Lord. And let your Holy Spirit dwell up in me. Lord, let your words be spoken this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they replied, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or the gates of hell will not overcome it, will not prevail. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. First thing I want to point out is, who do people say Jesus is? Who do people say? We hear all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of religious groups. There's the Jehovah's Witness, the Catholics, we have all kinds of denominations. We have all these little groups of people, and especially in the United States, where they say that most people establish themselves as Christian. But who do they really believe Jesus is? Who do they really say that Jesus is? I've heard all kinds of different things. Well, we think he's a prophet. We think he's this. We think he's that. They all have their little places where they put him. And I asked the church this morning, who do you say Jesus is?
Savior.
Who do you say he is?
Your Savior.
When somebody asks you, and they will ask you, if you claim to be a Christian and you're serving Jesus like you should, people are going to ask you who Jesus is. I think most of the people in the United States have heard about Jesus. I don't know what that number would be. It'd have to be over 95%. They've heard, okay? But not everybody's serving. Not everybody believes in their heart. And that's my next point I want to point out, is who do you say he is? And the next point is, and I know I'm going through these points quickly here, but when Peter replied from his heart, didn't he? Peter replied from his heart. He said, you are the Messiah. He knew who he was. Is that where you're at today? Do you know who Jesus is? Is it just knowledge? You know, because there's a lot, like I talked about, there's a lot of people who have heard and they know. Okay, Jesus, he was, you know, it's in the Bible. You know, there's a book called the Bible. This doesn't mean anything to them. It's just words on a page. It doesn't mean anything. But they can read the story and see, they can read the story, or they can hear it in the history book about who Jesus was, whether he was a prophet or whether he, but they don't really believe it in their heart. Don't really believe it in their heart. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, the main point I want to get to this morning is what Jesus told Peter. He said, upon this rock, Peter, listen to me, because of what you just said, because you understand. It's coming from your heart. You believe it. You know who I am. You believe it. And because of that, you're going to build my church. Through you, I am going to build the church. He hasn't stopped building the church. That's what I want to tell you this morning. He hasn't stopped building the church. Sometimes we build structures and you know, this building is a nice place to come to. We're blessed with that. We can come and we can be comfortable, and we got air conditioning in the summertime and we got heat in the wintertime, and we can come here in this building, but that's not the building. That's not what Jesus is building. Jesus is building people. Amen. You listening to me this morning? The church is an institute in which has been established, I believe, in communities to bring Jesus to the communities. The church is important. He's still building the church. I'm glad He built me, and He's building me. I ain't done yet. You know, I'm not where I need to be. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not where I need to be, but praise God, I'm not where I used to be. Amen. I'm not the same old guy I used to be. I don't think the same way I used to. I don't act the same way I used to. Amen. I don't talk the way I used to talk. Because God's building me. And I talked a few weeks ago about where He establishes a good work. When you get saved, He starts on you. And He starts building you. Amen. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that He's still building me. And so many times we get confused, and Satan tries to get in the way, and he starts to say, hey, you know, God can't use you. And that's not true. God's just building you. You know, we all on a different level, and sometimes we make mistakes, but God's building you. Through those things, He's still building you. You're not the same person you used to be. Come on now. I remember when I was a kid, you know, I told you, you know, of course I was raised in church, and my grandfather was a pastor, you know, and he never really pastored any large churches. It was never really anything big. 30, 40 people, 50, 70 maybe at times, you know. But he done good work. He really did. I look back and I think about the things that he did, and he done a good work in his ministry. But when I got old enough to where I could go with him, he'd ask me a few times, and I didn't go a lot with him, but there was several times he'd have a revival and they didn't have anybody to play music, and so he'd ask me to go. And so I would go with him, and we'd go to these little bitty old churches, and I can remember, you know, going there and there just being a small crowd, you know, but the things that happened in that small crowd was amazing. And I remember one little old church, and it was out in the middle of nowhere, and it's called Macedonia. Mom's shaking her head, she remembers this. A little bitty old block building out in the middle of nowhere, up in Ball Knob Hills. And it was just a family that went there. And that's all it was. And you drive up and you pull up this little old rundown block building. I mean, gutters fall. I mean, I don't even remember if it even had gutters on it. I mean, it was just a rundown building with horrible roof on it, you know, just. And you think, you know, but every week, and during that revival, you know, we were there three or four nights in a row. And I can remember walking in there and feeling the presence of God in this rundown little old building. But the thing I want to bring out is it wasn't about the building. They came there to worship God. They came there to worship God, and it wasn't about anything else. When the music started playing, they started worshiping. When the preaching started, they started shouting. And I remember those things, but those are the things that built me into where I'm at today. Those are the things that Christ was revealing to me even back then as a small boy. He knew what was going to happen to me in the future. He knows. And those things were building me, even though I didn't know it. And maybe at times rejected it and didn't even have a care about that kind of. You know, I would go just because my grandpa asked me to go. It wasn't about because I was just on fire for God as a young man like that. It's because I was just went because out of loyalty. And I enjoyed doing it. I really did. God is building His church. Jesus is building His church, and He's building it through each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. We just have to let Him. I'm telling you, when we let God build the church, revival is going to happen. Things are going to happen in this community. We can't stop it when God is in control. Are you hearing me this morning?
Amen.
Are you hearing me this morning? He says, "And I tell you, Peter, that on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." When God's building you, let me tell you, Satan has no power over you. The gates of hell has no power over you. So many people walk around acting like they're defeated, and they have no reason to be defeated. Because if you're letting God build you, the gates of hell cannot prevail. If this church is letting God build it, the gates of hell cannot prevail. Come on now. That's something to shout about. That's something to get excited about. I've got a Savior who loves me. That's who my Messiah is. That's who I believe Jesus is. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. Amen? He lifted me up out of the miry clay and He put me up on a rock. Amen? Come on now. I am not the person I used to be. I praise Him for that. He's building me and He's building you. You're not the person you used to be. We just didn't get saved one time and that's it. You're built. You're done. It doesn't work that way. He builds you every day. He's working on you every day. One of these days He's going to come back, and that's what the Scripture says. He's going to come back, and one of these days it will be complete. I will be finished one of these days. But I'm not finished yet. I'm not done. He's still building me. He's still working on me. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? Is He your builder? Is He working on you this morning? Come on. There's not one of us here. There's not one of us here that doesn't have things in their life that can't be taken care of by the master builder. I'm telling you, if there's things going on in your life, it's time right now. It's time right now to let it go and let Him take control. Right now is the time. Right now. Jesus wants to help you. He wants to build you into the person that He wants you to be. Man, He's your Savior. He's my Redeemer. I am so glad. Man, I can look back and I can think, I'm so glad I'm not the person I used to be. And I don't think the way I used to think. Amen, Brother Curly. I'm not the messed up person I used to be. I've made mistakes. I wasn't a horrible guy. But I still sinned. I still born sinner. Praise God. Praise God. Come on now. Told Peter, he said, "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Wow. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Well, how do I know all this is true? How do we know all this is true? When Jesus suffered what he suffered on the cross, after his death, he went to the gates of hell. And he took the keys of death and destruction. He took it away from Satan. That's how come I know. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? Satan has no control over this church. I'm going back to that a little bit. Wasn't too long after that, I want to bring this point up. It wasn't too long after that in the scripture that Jesus reveals to Peter. He said, "Peter, you're going to deny me." Peter's like, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I won't deny you, Lord." He said, "Oh, yeah." I can imagine what the conversation was really like. "Oh, yeah, you're going to do it. I'm telling you." But my point is God's still building on Peter. See, Peter wasn't built yet. And even though he recognized Jesus as the Messiah in his heart, he knew it. He knew who the Messiah was. He knew what was going on. He still wasn't finished being built. So don't ever think that we're done. Don't ever think when you make a mistake that it's over. Don't ever think that's Satan getting in the way. And what I meant by what I just said a while ago, Jesus took the keys away. And on the third day when he rose, the keys were in his hand. He had them already. It was done. It was finished. And now we don't have to worry about it any longer. When you allow Jesus to come into your life and let him start building on you, you don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. Amen? He's building you. I'm glad of that because I was destined for hell. I had no chance at all, and he knew that. He knew that. But praise God, I just want to be a loyal servant. I haven't always been. I haven't always been. I haven't always been the servant that I needed to be. But I'm telling you, he's building on me, and he's showing me more and more every day, and that's who I want to be. That's my desire, is to be that for him. Praise God. I've just been on fire for the church in prayer. I've been on fire for my desire. It's all I can think about. And I'm not talking about just this church, just the church in general. Come on. I know what this church can do if it just lets God take control. And let him build the church. Because it's not me that builds a church. It's not you that builds the church. It's Jesus that builds the church. We can't do anything unless Jesus is in control. Amen? Amen. And when we let him take control is when the church gets built. Amen? I know I talked about this, that he starts a good work. A couple Sunday nights ago, we talked about that this church was built. It's been 53 years since this building was constructed, but when this building was constructed, the work, the building, it wasn't done. It wasn't complete because the building, even though it's nice, is not the church. The church is the people that's within the building. And when the people get on fire for God, look out. Do you want revival in this community? I want to see people get saved in this community. Amen? I want to see lives changed. I want to see things reestablished in the church that should be. Amen? Come on now. I'm just telling you this morning, if you've got things in your life, if there's strongholds in your life, now's the time to let them go. Right now. Just let God take care of it. If something's hindering you from doing the good work that God wants you to do, if something's hindering you from doing the work, from letting God build you into the person He wants you to be, now's the time. Just come forward right now and let it go. We are your church family here. That's what the church is for. Churches have been established in communities, what? To bring the good news to people who are lost. This church has done a lot of good things in the past. But we need to still do good things in the future. And that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on bringing the love of Christ to people in this community. Whatever that takes. Amen?
Amen.
People's lives need to be changed. That's my point to all this. God is building us. For what reason? Why is He building us? He's building His church. To do what? To bring the good news to the lost. To help. People come through that door. They come here for a reason. Why you come to church? Why you come to church? Social club? I'm just asking. I mean, think about that. Why do we come to church? Man, we come here to learn. We come here to be loved. If it wasn't for the churches in my life, and if it wasn't for the people that allowed God to build them into the person that they were, I wouldn't be here today. Because it was in the church where I established my roots. It was in the church where I established my foundation. It was in the church, not anywhere else. It was in the church and at my home, of course. But the church guided me, molded me, directed me, and I never forgot those things. I didn't always live by those things, but I never forgot those things. And it was all because there was good people allowing God, building them as they went through life, that I had good examples to look at. And say, I want to be like that person right there. I want to be like that person right there. Amen?
Amen.
That's what He wants from you. That's the responsibility that we have, each and every one of us sitting in this pew that is saved and believes from your heart that Jesus is the Messiah. You believe that today, you have a responsibility to this church body and a responsibility to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be a good example, because it matters. Amen? It's not about what we do. It's not about the works, because works, what is it? Faith without works is dead. You can go through the motions. We got a lot of people that go to church. All over the United States, all over the world, there's people that go to church. But they don't believe in the Jesus that I believe in. Because what I believe in comes from my heart. I believe in a Savior. I believe in a Redeemer. He changed me. And He's changing me every day into the person He wants me to be, not who I want to be. Does that make sense to you this morning? You understand what I'm saying? Come on now. I'm just saying this morning. Church is here as an institution that can help change people's lives. And that's what Peter was getting told by Jesus. I'm going to use you, Peter, to build my church. Amen? It wasn't a building he was talking about. He was talking about the people. I'm going to use you to build people that are one day going to walk into heaven and have eternal life with me. That's what I want you to do. That's a pretty big responsibility, isn't it? But guess what? That's your responsibility too. It's your responsibility. I got to leave you with that this morning. Because only you know where you're at in your life. Only you know the strongholds that are in your life. Only you know how you truly believe in your heart. Only you know that. In Jesus, God up in heaven. It's not for me to judge anybody, but it's for me, my responsibility to just speak the word, speak it truthfully, and to tell you that Jesus wants to do a good work in you, and He wants to build you up. He wants to use you to build His church. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you right now. I'm going to ask you again. If you've got things in your life, if you're not where you need to be, but you're going to allow God to take control of your life, now's the time to come forward. I'd like to pray with you. There's some people here who'd love to come and pray with you too. But now's the time. Don't be afraid. We all love each other here. We love you. Doesn't matter whether you, maybe, you know, we're not talking, maybe you're saved and you're just struggling with some stuff in your life and you just need to let it go. Now's the time to do it. Just let it go. Just turn it over to Him and say, "You got this, God. Satan can't defeat me because you've done taking the keys away from him. He has no power over me."
Amen.
You get that? God has done it all for you. He just wants you to be obedient and say, "Okay, I surrender to you." I can't make you come. But if you're not saved this morning, I encourage you to come right now. Just give it all to Him. And it's really not about coming right up here. It's not about that. It's about even with your sitting where you're at. Just believe it in your heart and just turn it over to Him and say, "Lord, I want to make You my Savior, my Builder. In my life, I turn it all over to You. I believe in You in my heart. You are my Savior. You're my Redeemer. And I don't want to be the person that I've been. I want to be the person You want me to be. And I want to go from here forward. Here forward.